Taylor for three. Yes, sir! There it is! The all-time NCAA record. 115 points for Jack Taylor.
On Tuesday, Division III Grinnell College defeated Faith Baptist Bible College 179-104. Grinnell guard Jack Taylor poured in 138 points, smashing an NCAA scoring record that had stood for over 50 years. Present at that game was Chris Varney, who does play-by-play for Grinnell basketball. He's also the sports director at KGRN Radio in Grinnell, Iowa. Chris, welcome to Only a Game.
Bill, good to be with you.
That wasn't a triple header, right?
No, it was all one game, and it was the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my close to 20 years of broadcasting. After the game, I talked with the head coach for Grinnell College, Dave Arsenal Sr., and he said that may never, ever be matched again in basketball history.
At what point in Tuesday's game did it become apparent that something special was going on?
Well, we certainly didn't know it at the first part of the game because he went 0 for his first four. We thought, you know, this would be a night where something special could happen because Faith Baptist had been struggling this year and Grinnell College puts in points like they're going out of style. But after going 0 for 4, we thought, oh, I was thinking on the air, nothing's going to happen tonight. But he just kept shooting. He just kept shooting, and by halftime, he had 58 points. And to put that in perspective, the most points he ever had in a game in his life was 48 points in high school, and he broke that by halftime.
Describe the atmosphere at Darby Gymnasium, Grinnell's home court, as Taylor piled up point after point after point.
Well, the energy just kept increasing as the game wore on. The funny thing is once he broke the record that stood for 58 years, we were thinking, oh, he made the three, he's going to come out of the game, he broke the national record. He was far from done. He ended up shattering the record, making 7 three-pointers in a row, and then he made 2 free throws to finish at 138. It was electric.
You speak of Taylor going to the free throw line. Why wasn't the opposing coach screaming, foul him, for goodness sake?
I don't know. I mean, they sometimes triple-teamed him in the game. I mean, they sent 3 people at him at one time. They sent him, they sent 2 people at him one time. I think there was just some sort of sense that we just can't stop him no matter what defense we throw at him. The other thing is, this kid is only 5'10". He scored from every possible spot on the court. I mean, there was one point where he juked left, he juked right, and he went left, and the defender was left guarding nothing but air.
You know, the last record, the record Taylor broke, stood for 58 years. I don't really see this one falling anytime soon.
He's only a sophomore. You know, he still has a couple more years left to play. You just never know.
Chris Varney is the sports director at KGRN Radio in Grinnell, Iowa. Chris, thank you very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure, Bill.
It's 19 minutes past the hour.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend.
Lauren Lichtag, nicknamed Sam, was a Kansas City Chiefs fan who may be said to have taken his affection for the Chiefs too far. Mr. Lichtag passed away at the age of 81 on November 14th. Shortly thereafter, there appeared his obituary, which said he had died, quote, of complications from MS and heartbreaking disappointment caused by the Kansas City Chiefs football team. The Chiefs are currently 1-9, but perhaps they can take some solace from the intensity of at least one former fan's passion. Said Sam Lichtag's daughter Jennifer, "My dad was such a comedian. He loved the Chiefs, so we had to let him have the last word."
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun.